You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. I'm so excited to talk to you today about the fourth step in my organizing framework, which is the Sunday reset. And this is where I really geek out over organizing. So I have the freaking trademark on the Sunday reset, and everyone on TikTok and Instagram is using it. And guess what? I'm actually super excited about that, because I know that it can change your life. And I want everyone to talk about it, and I want everyone to use it, and I don't even need the credit for it. I really, truly want everybody to adopt the Sunday reset habit, because I know that it will change your life. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about how I came up with the idea of the Sunday reset, what exactly mine looks like, and how you can start implementing it this week. So I've shared that I put myself through this process that I've been sharing with you over the past few episodes, and I got my home totally organized. And then something kind of unfortunate happened, and my old perfectionist tendencies really kicked back in, and my brain got in this loop of, it must always look like this. I must always have my house this organized. And I'm like, okay, hold up. I am not going to spend my days tidying and obsessively trying to keep this house organized when the whole idea of doing this was to free myself up to have more time to do whatever the heck I wanted. And I knew that because we had less stuff and we had set up strong systems, that we would still need a maintenance tool. But I didn't want that maintenance tool to look like having to organize all day, every day. So that is when the Sunday reset was born. And I want to blow your mind a little bit right now and tell you that the Sunday reset does not all have to be done on a Sunday. And it actually doesn't even all have to be done on the same day. For me, when I first started this, Sundays were the one day where we had downtime. I was working all day during the week. Saturday tended to be the activities for when my kids were little and they needed my attention. So Sunday was the day that I could carve out time to get this done. Now that my kids are older and I've gotten them involved, sometimes I'll do some of it on a Friday. Sometimes I'll finish it off on a Saturday so that I can have Sunday to do absolutely nothing. I know we have had nurses or people that work weekends that just absolutely can't do the reset on a Sunday. So just know from the outset that it actually does not have to be done on a Sunday. But if you're someone that likes to be told what to do and when to do it, and you just want me to give you an assignment, then just do it on Sunday. Start with that. And I'm going to also be sharing my Kickstarter list. So if you want to know exactly what to do, stick around to the end of the episode, because I'm going to share it with you. So a reset is so powerful because it allows you to begin each week with a clear mind, an uncluttered space, a streamlined to-do list, and ultimately that boosts your productivity and your just overall well-being, and it gives you more time. And with that time, we can finally create the life we desire and really tap into what makes us happy. A lot of us don't even know what makes us happy and what we want to do with our free time, because we don't even really have that much free time. And the power of the Sunday reset is that it will give you your time back. And I'm going to say this a few times today. Your house does not need to be perfectly organized. It does not need to be your dream home to start a Sunday reset. You can start it this week and you will immediately see the benefits of it. And the more organized you get, the less stuff you have, the bigger of an impact the Sunday Reset has on your life. But do not wait until you are fully organized to start. I want you to start it this week. So I'm going to share with you in detail what my reset consists of, because I am someone that loves to learn both theory and frameworks, but I also want specific examples. So I am going to share with you, and my reset covers both getting my house back to baseline and setting my week up for success. But just know that the world is your oyster here, and your reset can consist of whatever you would like it to, whatever is going to serve your life and help make your life easier. And also keep in mind that it's going to look different depending on the ages of your kids. So I started this when my kids were very little. We've been doing this for years and years and years now. My kids are not so little. But even when they were little, I really would get them involved in pieces of it. Because what was important for me was not to feel like the Sunday reset was something I was doing just for me, and that I would have to carve out time away from the family to do it. This is something I'm doing for the benefit of my whole family, and I wanted them to be involved in it in as much as it was helpful to get them involved. So let's jump right in. I should tell you, now that we're still sort of like early on in our relationship, depending on when we've met, I do not like cooking. I do not like it. I am not good at it. It brings me zero pleasure. So I am always trying to minimize the annoyance of food prep, meal prep, dinner prep. I do enjoy eating healthy. So it's not like I'm someone who wants to pick up dinner every night or have fast food or even eat a bowl of cereal every night. I mean, you know, every once in a while, that's great. But I do enjoy eating healthy. And I am one of the most amazing things that came out of the pandemic for my family, because my husband was working from home, is he started cooking for us. He's a way better cook than I am. He enjoys it way more than I do. And now that we can eat dinner a bit later because the kids are older, even though he's back in the office 3 days a week, he still does most of our cooking. So I am very lucky that that is my current reality. But the Sunday reset with regards to food prep and meal prep looked the same prior to the pandemic when I was the one that was doing most of our cooking for the family. So it really doesn't matter who is doing it, if you're tag teaming. I'm totally getting on a tangent right now, but we also have picking up food and going out to eat as part of our meal prepping every week because it is just who we are. It is what we do. And we feel no guilt about that. So we plan accordingly so that we don't have food that we're wasting. We don't buy more food than we need because we know we're going to take out or go out a couple nights a week, depending on kids' activities and weekend plans. So why did I even get into all of this? Well, because one of the biggest pieces of my reset is doing our weekly grocery shop and meal prep. And we only grocery shop once a week. And what we will do is look at our calendar for the week, figure out what evening activities we have, what weekend plans we have, what nights we're all going to be eating at home as a family. And we will make our grocery list based on the meals we'll be cooking. And then obviously all the other groceries that we need. So we do one grocery shop for the week when, believe it or not, when the kids were littler, we used to go as a family. So it was kind of like an activity, get them something from the bakery, let them eat it while we were doing the shopping. Now that the kids are older and they have more activities and they can be left home alone, we rarely do that. Sometimes we still will, but we will do our grocery shop and our meal prep. So as we are putting away the groceries, we cut up fruits and veggies for the week. I will pack Monday's lunches for the kids. And while we're doing this in the kitchen, we will get the kids' backpacks set up for Monday. And this is a family affair. We will put on music. We might have a little dance party. The kids get involved in putting the groceries away, in decanting. We decant things like cereal and nuts and a variety of other things. The kids really get involved in all of that. So meal prep, grocery shopping is a big piece of our Sunday reset, and it makes all of our meal times, all of our snack times so much easier because we've made this investment in having a streamlined system. The next piece of the Sunday reset is I typically do a load or two of laundry. And as I'm putting the laundry away, I reset any of the drawers that might have gotten messy during the week. Because remember, I don't want to have to be making sure everyone's drawers were neat all day, every day. But a easy, natural way to do it is when you're putting away laundry. So making sure that the drawers are nice and tidy. So, and I really do go around my whole house and do a little bit of a house reset. Just make sure everything is put back in its spot and everything in the drawers is neat and tidy. Then we move the party outside. If the forecast looks good, I love to get a car wash and I have a car wash subscription so I can go as much as I want in a month. And I pay one set amount. It's also great because I get to just go in the subscription line so I don't have to wait in line. And they have free vacuums at the car wash. So I get a car wash, I vacuum it out, I fill up my gas tank. I also usually hit up the ATM while I'm out doing that because yes, believe it or not, I still use cash. And I sweep out my garage. So that is what the sort of exterior part of the Sunday reset looks like. And then I map out the next week's schedule. I put any to-dos that need to happen in the week directly into my calendar as an appointment. And usually as part of the meal prep, but if we haven't done it yet, my husband and I will talk about what our schedule looks like for the week so that we know who needs to be where, when, just making sure we're on top of everything. And then the final piece of my Sunday reset is dedicating some time to self-care. I might do a facial. This is when I'll tweeze my eyebrows, maybe take a bath. So the reset, this is the question I always get. How long does it take? So the reset typically takes me around 2 hours plus the grocery shopping time, which is give or take an hour. So all told, we are looking at about 3 hours of time to get all of that done. And I save myself way more than 3 hours during the week. But it's not just the time I save, it is the aggravation and the frustration so that I can show up as a much better version of myself. And frankly, we all can because we have spent this time doing this together. And a lot of it we do as a family because it's super important that everyone in the family knows that they play a role in maintaining the space. Now, if that feels completely unrealistic for you right now to get your family involved, I get it. Just do what you need to do until you get to the point where your family is on board. But just know that this is so worth it. And as a reminder, the reset that I just shared is just an example. The beauty of the reset is that you can create your own, whatever the current state of your house is. You do not need to wait for your house to be perfectly organized to start implementing a reset. Just pick a few things that will get your house back to baseline and a few things that will set your house, that will set your week up for success. So if you're listening to my drawer example and you're like, that's laughable because there's all the stuff in the drawers that I still need to go through, then yeah, don't have that be a part of your reset. But what are those baseline things that you do? Surely there are some things that you do in your house. Maybe it's clearing off the kitchen counters. Maybe it's bringing shoes that have gathered by the door or in the mudroom, putting them back in kids' bedrooms, right? There are some things that can get your house back to its current baseline and those few things that will set yourself up for success. So if you're someone who loves to cook and you're more of like a spur of the moment, want to do your grocery shopping a few days a week, that whole meal prep example isn't going to be the thing for you that's going to set you up for success. But what is the thing that you really don't enjoy doing that if you could somehow batch would make your life so much easier? I am a big fan of batching our chores. I think it saves us so much time and builds in so much efficiency. So rather than thinking of the Sunday reset as yet another chore, think about this as an amazing habit or a gift that you are giving yourself. So That was a lot of detail, and I know it can be hard to start from scratch. So here's what I call my Kickstarter list. And this is the three things that help most people when they are first starting out. You ready? Three things. You don't have to write this down because I'm going to give you a printable that you can grab that has this Kickstarter list in it. So the first is go fill up your gas tank and clean out your car. Do not underestimate the power of getting into a clean car every single day. What I've heard from so many people is that even if your house is a freaking disaster, if your car is neat and tidy, because let's face it, most of us that live in the suburbs spend a lot of time in our cars. Imagine getting in a clean car every time and just clean it out over the weekend and fill up your gas tank. You will never run out of gas in the middle of the road. And it just feels so decadent to get into a clean car. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, do one load of laundry from start to finish. Yes. Actually, put it away. And the third thing is, and this is so easy, as you are putting the laundry away, pick out your outfit for the next day. That's it. Clean out your car and get gas. Do one load of laundry start to finish and pick out your outfit for the next day. You will see from just those three things how much smoother your week will be. And then imagine if you started adding more to your Sunday reset, just how much better your week will be. You will start to see for yourself that the outcome of this Sunday reset journey is enhanced mental well-being. It is heightened productivity. It is an improved work-life balance, and really, most significantly, a profound sense of personal empowerment and self-discovery. And that, my friend, is what I want most for you. So here are your big takeaways from today's episode. The concept of the Sunday reset is twofold: to get your house back to baseline and to set your week up for more ease and less friction. And this simple strategy is my secret to maintaining an organized life and home so that I can show up as the mom, wife, and CEO I want to be. And I want that for you too. So to get your hands not only on my Kickstarter list, but my full Sunday reset checklist, they're all in one amazing printable for you. Go to gridandglam.com/Sunday reset. So just my website, gridandglam.com/Sunday reset. It will also be linked in the show notes for you, and use it. Use this as a checklist, print it out, and start writing these tasks down. We also have a place on the Kickstarter list for you to assign some of these tasks to people in your home, because friend, you do not have to be the one to do it all. But I really, really want you to test out a Sunday reset this week if you never have. And if you have, I want you to up your game just a little bit. You can do it, friend. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for listening. If you are loving the show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner wherever you listen to your podcast and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.